Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. Hi, everybody, and welcome. Thank you for joining us. Today, we're going to speak with the star beings about the nature of their reality, the nature of our reality, and how we are related to them. Are we related to them? We know that our bodies are made of elements, molecules, atoms of elements that originated in the stars. And that when supernovas explode, they spew out gas and dust into the universe, and this is what created stars and solar systems and this planet, and eventually those elements, those same what we would call material elements, became our bodies, or were the building blocks of our bodies, let's say. And yet we also know that everything is energy, including all physical form. We could call it physical form as opposed to non-physical form. So does that mean that we also have the energy of the stars? And if energy is consciousness and consciousness is energy, then do we have the consciousness of the stars? And how does that make us in relation to or related to star beings? Are we related to star beings? And what is that relationship? These are all excellent questions. We are here now to help every listener understand and find their own inner connection to the stars. That is our role as part of the big project to assist humanity through these years of transition into higher frequency consciousness. Okay, can we start by entering our hearts? By that, I mean closing our eyes and focusing on the space in the center of our chest where the heart chakra is. And star beings, would you just give us an attunement to help us receive what you have to say, attune to your energy, attune to the energy of ourselves, our own higher dimensional aspects. We're passing you now some frequencies of star energy that should feel very familiar, or may feel very familiar. They are from the time of your origin. You have these frequencies within your being. They're the same frequencies that we all carry from the source of all that is. Let us go back to the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, as your tradition says, one of your traditions says. And what is a word? A word is thought. A word is thought projected in sound, as sound. So it carries the frequencies of this thought or idea through space and time, beyond space and time as well, we should say. In the beginning, the original source radiated individual rays of light and energy, power, wisdom, grace, and love. Itself, its own energy, radiated it like the sun radiates light and heat. If you think of the source, the original source of all that is, out beyond space and time, as something like a star, the source of all energy, all existence, radiating. And if you think of yourself as a ray of that light, a ray of that energy, you carry the original energy of source. And that connection is eternal. That connection continues always. You cannot be disconnected from that connection, that source energy. You always radiate and always will radiate the same source energy, vibrate with the same energy. We're here to help you feel that vibration within your body and your being. Just take a deep breath, or two or three. See if you can relax into the energy of the source pouring through you. And what does that source connection that continues to this day? We still constantly receive that energy, that frequency that contains all frequencies from the source. What does that have to do with the stars and star beings? How did that create stars? The process of creation is like a cascade. The source creates one thing, and that creates something else, and that creates something else, and that creates something else. And this has been going on for eternity, and it's going on right now. So the stars were also created as individuated rays of light, we could say, or energy frequencies, rays of energy from source. Is that what you're saying? That is what we are saying. And through a series of creative explosions, those stars cast forth some of their energy, their higher frequency energy as heat and light, their lower frequencies as elements, as you call them, of physicalized energy or matter. And those in turn created stars and planets, Earth, and all life upon the planet. Over time, that distributed both the physicalized form and the consciousness of stars throughout the universe, cosmoses, universes, omniverses. So does that mean the stars themselves are conscious creation? Conscious creation of the source and conscious creators? What is consciousness? That's what we would ask. Your concept of consciousness may not be exactly accurate, completely accurate, because you're thinking of consciousness in the way you think of your human thought patterns, your human identity. There's a higher vibrational level of consciousness which knows itself as existence, as existing within the greater existence, you could say. And how does that consciousness create star beings, and where do human beings fit into this complex picture? One thing at a time. Every level of Creation contains the creator. Every part contains the whole. Creation is a hologram. So every created aspect is also a creator and radiates or emits its own creation in its own image, you could say, but perhaps not its physical form. Each one of us are rays of conscious energy connected to our conscious creator and through the conscious creator to the source. Our conscious creator is what you call a star. We come from the environment and the energy of a star. What's the relationship between the consciousness of a star and the physical form, which we know as burning gases, with some dust and some elements in there? You're trying very hard to understand with your mental human mind. And that is correct, because you're asking very good questions. However, it may be hard for that human mind to grasp the whole of the reality. What are star beings? We are individuated rays of light and energy, frequencies emitted by the consciousness of stars. Our bodies are made of light and heat and sound, energy waves. We are those tall columns of white light that you sometimes see with your inner eye, and so are you. We are all energy, and we are all conscious. At our higher levels of consciousness, the energy is vibrating very, very rapidly. And we are in what you call higher dimensions, which are ranges of frequencies in proximity to each other, similar to octaves of notes in music. And a group of those ranges or dimensions that are close enough to each other can perceive across dimensions. And the higher dimensions can reach down into the lower dimensions, can slow their vibrations enough to be perceptible to some of the lower dimensions. But there has to be a certain proximity for that to work. So you've talked before about how we're all these tall columns of light, pure white light that contains all frequencies. And that if you picture yourself as a column with the fastest vibrations nearer the top, this column goes all the way back up, what, to the stars or to the source? To the stars, goes all the way back up to source through the stars. So your creator of origin to the original creator. Okay? And in the lower levels, then how does physicalization happen? How do we become physical form? How do we create physical form? You think it into being. You picture it with your consciousness at those higher frequency levels. And they're showing you something like a virtual reality panel in our forehead. Star consciousness has the body of a star, but it doesn't have the kind of physical form you do, because you would burn up in that intense heat and energy. As the energy gets further from the star, it can slow its vibration and become physicalized. It doesn't cease to be also the energy of a star. it doesn't cease to exist at those higher frequency rates. Am I getting this right? It's so complex, I can barely picture it. Yes, you're fine. You're fine. You're doing just great. Good. I hope we're all doing just great. So what is the relationship? Okay, you as star beings, this is what I want to ask. You as star beings, do you only have light bodies, or do you create physical forms in some other plane of existence, some other dimension, lower frequency dimensions, using your own energy? You want to know if we express life in physical form as well as non-physical. Yes, that's right. The short answer is yes, but we would like to explain it a little more than that. The creation abilities of a star being emitted, a conscious, individuated consciousness emitted by a star, is not limited to only one creation at a time. We can exist in that pure form of pure consciousness without physicality and project a part of our energy into a lower frequency state where it can take on physical form. We create that form by envisioning it. That's what that screen in your forehead that you were seeing was. It is similar to your virtual reality. So you do have physical bodies sometimes. And do they exist here on Earth or another planet, another, I don't know what else there is beyond the physicality of the universe, in other places, times, and spaces, and beyond time? There are many places where energy can become physicalized. We live in many of those places simultaneously, and we also live in the higher frequencies without, beyond the bodies, beyond the physicality. So each one of us is like a tall column of light, and are we living in all, at all levels of that column at the same time? Yes, you are. The frequencies are different in different times and spaces, and they all exist at once, and you exist in all of them as individuated aspect of yourself. You are a creator made in the image and form of the Creator. Thus, you are a child of God. If you call the original Creator God, then you are made in that image and form. And what that means is that you are also a creator, that you also can create a physicalized aspect of yourself. And that is what you've done here on Earth. So what's the relationship between star beings and human beings? It is the same relationship that you have with the original Creator. Are you saying that we human beings are all the creation of a star, of our own star being self? Are we star beings who have chosen to create a physical life at this time, in this space? Now you're coming closer to the truth. There are many, 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 many thousands, millions of you on this earth at this time who have originated in the stars. All the physical matter of the planet originated in the stars. Well, are there any beings that don't originate from the stars? Are there any human, because some human beings feel more like they come from another planet or another, or they feel like they come from this planet. It's showing me, this is hard to explain, but it's like if you had a lot of stars and planets throughout space, and there were lines of energy going between them all, connecting them, But they're not all lined up in a straight line like in a column, you know. They're like scattered throughout time and space. What does that mean? The path of creation is complex. Sometimes the star creation goes through another planet, and that planet is also conscious. The Earth is conscious. The Earth is a being with a planetary body, just as the star is a being with a star body, just as you are a being with a human body. Some consciousness passes through the existence of a planet or becomes part of the existence of a planet, and that planet then also emits its own energy frequencies, taking on form, other forms. Is that right? Did I get that right? I mean, is it possible that some conscious beings, that their consciousness comes from a planet? This is kind of really difficult to believe. Creation is so complex that if you try to understand it intellectually, you'll get lost. You can approximate it, you can speak in metaphor, but you have to wait to fully understand the reality until after you've left again to return into the higher dimensions. You have higher dimensional aspects of yourself who see it all and understand it all because they live in those higher dimensions. It's enough for you to know that many, many, many of you do come directly from the stars. Many of you have been creating lifetime after lifetime for yourselves here on Earth, as well as lifetime after lifetime on other planets and in other spaces and time. Sometimes you identify more with those other spaces and time than you do with your star origins. We are here now to help you remember your star being selves, to help you remember that you too are part of this project of raising the frequencies, the consciousness of humanity, so that the higher frequency dimensions of Earth may express themselves fully without destroying humanity. All life forms that live on a higher dimensional planet must fall within a certain range of frequencies compatible with the frequencies of the planet itself, or they could not exist there. The Earth is rising back into her higher frequency aspects or existence, and humanity has this opportunity to rise with her so that all of life can live in greater love and joy and peace. All the lovely attributes of those higher frequencies which feel good to each one of us. Well, here's a question that often occurs to me. If we are, in fact, a full range of dimensional frequencies, if we're energy that can take on either the very low frequencies or the very high frequencies, if the source contains all that exists, that includes those very low frequencies that where there's so much darkness that evil, what we call evil, is the dominant frequency. Evil can exist. There's so much fear that shuts out the light, deliberately causing harm to others. That's how I would think of this evil, how I define evil. So how can that be part of Source? And if we contain that, how can that be part of us? The lower frequency energy is not in of itself evil or dark. It is useful for creating physical form and experiencing it. However, if it is out of balance, if fear dominates, where does fear come from then? Fear is comes from the illusion of separation. The illusion that sometimes arises in conscious beings in those lower frequency states, the the fear, the belief, the perception that they are separate from those high frequencies that are part of who they are, that are their source. They're separate from source. And it causes great fear, and fear is so low frequency that if it comes to dominate their frequency signature, you could say, it doesn't allow them to rise. They get stuck. They get lost. They forget so completely that they cannot feel the source of life within them, the source of all life. All you have to do to rise in frequency and consciousness is to feel the source of life within you. Feel it in your heart. That's why we go through your heart. It's the best place to start. If you can feel that frequency in your heart, if you don't feel it, ask. Ask to feel it. Ask to be attuned to love. Ask to be attuned to joy. Ask to be attuned to divine source or original creator or the highest frequencies that exist. Whatever you feel comfortable asking for your life force to pour through your heart so that you can feel it, and to open all your energy portals and chakras, you might call them, energy centers, and pour through there. Those frequencies will do all the work. They clear you completely. They attune you back into your original self, capital L self, your star being self, your self of origin, we could call it, who you were created as and to be, and who you still are. Once you have that ability to feel those energies, they can keep pouring through you, and you are connected, and you can ask the questions, and you can get the answers for yourselves. That is the great aim of this project we call Voices from the Stars, is to help you find your own voice and open your own channel. Thank you, star beings. That is absolutely wonderful. And I just want to say, on behalf of all my listeners, thank you. We hope you'll keep holding those frequencies for us through your intention, allowing us, assisting us, supporting us in feeling them. Of course we will. That is a part of our job, a part of our project. On behalf of humanity. All right, thank you very much. And I want to mention to listeners that right now I'm scheduling free 20-minute consultations with me for anyone who is seeking to find their own voice, to open their own channel. I want to hear about where you are and in this process, on your path. And I want to hear about what you need from me, what I could offer you in terms of services, in terms of recordings, in terms of what might help you on your path. What tools do you need that I might be able to offer you? So if you'd like to schedule a conversation with me, I'd be really happy to talk to you. And you may go to SusanRinsberger.com. Yes. Rinsberger is R-E-N-S-B-E-R-G-E-R, SusanRinsberger.com, and you can click on the schedule a free consultation button, or you can simply go to VoicesFromTheStars.com and click on the button there to schedule a free consultation. You answer a few questions and submit your email, and I will respond to you. I will get back to you with an email and we'll schedule a time to get together. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, please share this podcast with your friends. Our community of listeners is growing rapidly. I'm so thrilled. I can't tell you. It's beginning to grow exponentially around the world. And I just know that the star beings are the ones opening the doors. So thank you to the star beings, and thank you to our listeners. As always, please rate the podcast, share the podcast, sign up for our mailing list so you can find out when those new tools and events are available. And until next time, this is Susan Rensberger sending you lots of love, lots of light. From my home in the beautiful Upo Valley of Mendoza, Argentina. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the Star Beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.